Donegal are Ulster champions again. They came into this one, well, looking for their third title and fourth in their history. And they're third in a row, and they've just done that, Davey.
Yeah, look, that's tremendous, I have to say now. From the outset, we talked about the changes this year and, you know, what might happen, but that's just been so polished today in terms of the overall performance. Everybody from start to finish, and look, rightly so. Look, they came out of the blocks very, very quick early on. I think it was 2-2 on the scoreboard after 5 minutes. And look, there was just no way back for Armagh, even at that early stage. You felt, you know, unless they got a couple of goals, and just struggled to break down the Donegal defence.
From the get-go, you just touched on it there, Davey. Donegal really stamped their authority on this game. They were not giving up to a hard cup. They were here to do business, and they started very, very brightly. As we indicated, any boys are, and Niamh McLaughlin, the runs from Niamh McLaughlin were immense in the first half. The vision from Jerdy McLaughlin, and of course you have to bring in Karen Guthrie there as well, who was outstanding. Look, everybody from a Donegal point of view, but to settle these Donegal, suppose you call them debutants, into an Ulster final, playing their first Ulster final, getting that confidence, getting an early start, how important was that?
Look, absolutely. Look, they get scores on the board, and once they get, you know, those few scores, it just gives them great confidence to drive on. But you also have to say, in fairness to Maxi Curran, he got his matchups right today in terms of who was marking who. Trasa Doherty done a tremendous job on Amy Mackin. You have to say Megan Ryan in the first half in particular was very, very good opposite Caroline O'Hanlon in terms of, you know, she struggled to make an impact in the game. And of course, up forward then, the two McLaughlins, Geraldine and Eve, and their movement. And I think that Armagh had planned for a whole lot, but they certainly hadn't planned for the movement up front. And that's what really caused the problems and created the space and the scores ultimately.
Just looking at you touched on that, and the inside movement from the forward line, and we'll have to compliment our defenders. You look at Trasa Doherty, an all-star. You look at Emer Gallagher there as well, and Nicole McLaughlin, just from the ball went in, just did not give that Armagh inside forward line a sniff of it this afternoon, did he?
No, absolutely not. And you could see just even towards the end there was one ball that broke loose, and you seen that. I think it was Nicole McLaughlin. I mean, she threw herself on the ground and pushed the ball away just to make sure Armagh didn't get their hands on the ball, or certainly not get it cleanly. And that, to me, just epitomised the way they were playing today. But I think the whole back now was very strong right across now. And the goalkeeper, she made two very good saves, but I think all of our kickouts probably found our players today. Did we lose any of our kickouts? I'm not sure if we did or not. She certainly the short kickouts now, she was very, very good with those now, I have to say. And that's important, ladies football, to retain possession from the kickouts now.
As you touched on, you know, early on, Donegal got the goals, but they really pushed up on the Armagh kickout. Given Caroline O'Hare, no options, it has to be said. Cut out everything. And that's how Donegal really developed those opportunities.
Absolutely. They put their goalkeeper under huge pressure, and I think we maybe got 5 or 6 scores where we turned over the ball or won the ball from their kickouts, short kickouts, and maybe 2-4, I think, came off that. And as I said, look, possession is key in ladies football, and it's obviously possession is key from the kickouts, and we just put Armagh under that pressure, and they couldn't cope with it. You see the Armagh players now, the Armagh team in the middle of the field, they're now just in the huddle having a chat. And I'm sure now it's hard. That's 2 years in the bounce now. They've taken a fairly heavy beating from Donegal, and maybe not expecting it either last year, and particularly not this year. So you wonder where Armagh go from this now. Obviously into the All Ireland series, but you know, I think Armagh really needed to win today to drive British football on. Armagh, they've done a huge amount of work with underage. They're in the process of buying their own pitch. They spent $100,000 to buy a pitch which is specifically for ladies football, and you know, an Ulster title would have been just a reward for the work that's done. But look, sentiment doesn't work like that, and Donegal were just too strong and actually ruthless, I would say today.
Yeah, well, it's Donegal who have created history here this afternoon. They've won 3 in a row Ulster titles in 2017, 2018 and 2019. Have the Tyrconnell ladies a fantastic performance here this afternoon in St. Tiernan's Park in Colonus. They have beaten Armagh convincingly, it has to be said. 5 goals and 12 points. Armagh's 1 goal and 9 points. Goals from Geraldine McLaughlin, 2 from her, and 2 from Niamh McLaughlin, and 1 goal from Amy Boyle Carr. And well, really put the icing on the cake for Donegal. They have retained the O'Hart Cup.